The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, he is Armstrong and Getty.
Live from Studio C.
See, there you are.
It's a dimly lit room deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Communications compound. And hey, buddy, on Little Friday, we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
The evil communist TikTok.
Yeah, I saw the head guy's going to testify before Congress, and I was thinking this is going to be one of those classics. Because this is, Congress people love to show how angry and forceful they are, and there's a no-lose situation here because TikTok and China are a universal enemy, and both parties can pile on with just how much they're angry about this. So you should
It's social media is like a double bonus target.
All right, yeah, so you should see some serious grandstanding today.
Right. Well, plus the company has close ties to the awful, evil, communist Chinese government. So what's legitimate browbeating and what's grandstanding is in the eye of the beholder. Jack's comments there a little bit sympathetic to the communists. I'll be keeping an eye on them as the show progresses.
Man, I'm so cynical about those hearings. I don't think they're ever expecting to accomplish anything. I don't think that is ever part of the deal with these hearings.
Wow. A cynical man.
Yes, and accurate.
You know, they... I suppose, excuse me, that's right. I forgot to take my drug again.
Joe's on drugs.
I'm on multiple drugs. Yeah, I forgot to take my cough suppressant drug again. Go darn it.
And this is
coronavirus!
Yeah, this is lingering COVID.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Can you taste things?
Oh, yeah.
How's your sense
none
of
that stuff?
How's your sense of balance?
About as all same as always.
How's your stool?
It's odd.
It's odd? Okay, that's way more. That's as much as I need to know.
It was so bizarre and so grotesque.
It was a rhetorical.
My guts are not normal, I'll tell you that.
Oh, really? It was a rhetorical question.
I like spend all day one day, then the next day and a half, nothing.
I'm actually going to be interested to see what the TikTok people say as they're grilled today, because they're on the verge of getting booted completely out of the country. And they know that. And it's one of the most successful companies in the world. Well, geez, in terms of being online, it is the most. Didn't it pass Google and everything else?
I think so, yeah.
So that's a big deal. And
in terms of social significance, it's way bigger than Google.
Oh, I mean, Google and Google Docs and all that stuff is very useful. But in terms of like controlling hearts and minds in our young people, it dwarfs Google.
I got to tell you.
I'm sorry. YouTube is on Google. Got to give them credit for that. That's perverting the minds of our young as well.
Yeah, but we've talked about the stats about how many hours people spend on TikTok, and it's absolutely stunning. I was actually listening this morning to a good description of TikTok and thinking, I'm pretty tempted to put it on my phone and check it out just to see what it would feed me. I would like to see how amazing this algorithm is that figures out what your interests are. It knows what you're interested in better than you even know what you're interested in. And can keep you on the hook all day long, every day, day after day. I'd like to check it out and see what it would feed me. In fact, I might do that today. I'd be giving all my information over to China, but I kind of assume they already have it.
Well, and if they don't, Google and Mark Zuckerberg and God knows who else has it anyway, and are selling it on the open market.
Yeah, I might do that today. Although I think if the user agreement has the kind of crap in there where it says we will now be able to monitor every keystroke you ever make on all of your devices for the rest of your life, then I'm probably not going to check. I agree.
Well, yeah, they are the most vast and voracious gatherer of that sort of thing that exists. I mean, they're certainly co-champs with some of the other big names. So yeah, you would be granting them things you don't want to grant them,
right? But I would like to see just the wonders of AI figuring out my interests and feeding me entertainment. And also, China and a whole bunch of other companies have figured out that a lot of people of any age and almost everyone under the age of, say, 40, just doesn't care about their information. They just don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I know a few people. I don't know anybody under 40. Of course, I don't hang out with that many people under 40, but other than my own children. I know a few people that are like hardcore with the user agreements and never giving a real address or phone number anytime you're supposed to fill out one of these things and all that sort of stuff. I should be better at that. But the vast majority of people, I think, and especially young people, like I said, just don't care. Like, what are you going to do? They got it already, or what are they going to do with it?
You know, it's a weird dystopian fantasy I have, and it's not fantasy is the wrong word. It's like a dystopian vision. When the conflict with China begins, the many ways they attack us, all of these sleeping capabilities they've been developing by gathering our data, by having a file on every American who's a mover or shaker of any sort. You know, their readiness to blow satellites out of the sky. Their research into our electric grids, just all of it, their whole of society effort to become supreme and to unseat the United States, to see all of that employed, I'll bet it will be terrible, horrible, but fascinating.
Spies all across the country? In all kinds of different capacities?
Oh, yeah. Goodness knows. And I lack the imagination and knowledge to really imagine what it will be. But I mean, I can picture like gas pumps won't pump gas. It seems to be a systemic issue with the, you know, things I can't imagine.
Right.
They've been infecting our credit card machines with software forever. Who knows?
ATMs stop working. It wouldn't take much to cause a serious panic. Like I always say, your cell phones go down. All of a sudden you can't text your husband, wife, kids, whatever. People would go into a panic fast.
Can't scroll through cat videos.
Yeah, it wouldn't take much.
They relax me.
So the TikTok guy is going to get grilled today. The grand jury and the whole Trump thing is going to be back at it today. They canceled yesterday, and then nobody knows why. It's a secret. So it's either a big deal or it's not a big deal. I don't know.
Listen, I'm not big on touchdown dances. But I did say a couple of days ago, I'll bet this Alvin Bragg joke is getting serious pressure from all sorts of places to drop this crap. It's a miscalculation for Democrats. It's a miscalculation for progressives. It's certainly not helpful for Republicans. And this guy's a radical Marxist DA. He's drawn way too much attention to himself and his awful record on crime. I'm telling you, they dropped this thing.
I can't imagine who would be telling him it's a good idea to go forward, what group that would be. That group doesn't exist, I don't think.
No perp walk, no mugshot, no body cavity search, no handcuffs,
body cavity
no arrest.
Search. I think he's.
Well, let's grow up here. That's part of it.
You slipped that one in there.
Well, you can't have Trump smuggling a Shiv in, you know, suitcasing it. Just for instance.
Oh, God.
It would probably be like in a monogrammed gold case.
Right. Or you'd have a guy with him who does it for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Is Jim, he's the best suitcaser. He's the best suitcase. Does the best job of hiding things up him.
Very loyal. Very loyal.
Right. We should start the show officially because it's an interesting opening clip today. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is Thursday, March 23rd, the year 2023. We are Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
All right, then. Let's begin the show officially according to FCC rules and regulations. Here we go at Mark.
I saw what looked like a waterspout kind of tornado twister that was about 30 feet wide that just came through and was just bouncing like a top in between picking up debris. The whole sky looked like a dump.
Two tornadoes in 24 hours in Los Angeles, which never happens. And lots of buildings got damaged just by the crazy storm in general. People hurt. People killed by falling trees. That whole atmospheric river, what do they call it, something bomb?
The cyclone, the bomb cyclone.
Is something. And it makes me feel better about my over-the-top description of a thunder at my house, which was the loudest thunder I've ever heard in my life, and I'm from the Midwest. I mean, it was crazy. It didn't even sound like thunder. It sounded like shock and awe from 20 years ago in Baghdad. It was weird. Right. The weather is weird, man.
You're going to think I made this up. Friend of a friend lives in the mountains above Santa Cruz, California. It's one of the most beautiful places on earth. They had three trees fall on their house. Three.
Wow.
That's, well, you combine that with tornadoes in L.A., it's the wrath of God.
Los Angeles is crumbling.
Well, it is. I think Joe's right. It's a W-O-G. It's a wrath of God. Get to that last chapter of the Bible and give it a good reading today, because that's what's happening right now.
So much sodomy.
First tree falls on your house, you'd think, oh, crap, that sucks. The second one, you'd think, what the? That's weird. The third one, you just give up. You just,
All right.
I get it. This is the end
times.
That's
a rough day, man. Yeah, that is a rough day.
I would think, I get it. It's the end times. So, yeah, get on my whatever I want to be wearing for the rapture, because here it comes.
The Bible. You
know, that's right, sir. You know, I'm not that big on Old Testament prophecy stuff. If you're new to the show, I, Joe Getty, don't really rock that very often. But if I were to consider it in those terms, how about widespread tolerance of sin and evil, crime, violence, drug abuse, sexual perversion? I mean, the culture of California is that which has long been considered evil by every major religion and virtually every, like, persuasive philosophy on earth in the history of mankind. It permits and often celebrates all of that. Just saying.
We are pretty decadent.
In short.
So on this 03-23-23, how does mailbag look?
Pretty good. It's taking shape.
Fantastic. Lots of news to get to. When that testimony happens with TikTok, if it might happen while we're on the air, we'll get some of that to you, because I think that's going to be fun as they all try to outdo each other with how upset they are. Lots of stuff on the way. Stay with us. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick.
I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
There's a lot of coverage on the cable channels about the TikTok hearings today, and they only show young people dancing. I media should do a better job of informing the public as to what TikTok is. It's not just that. Obviously, even young people would get tired of that.
The media needs to do a better job of everything.
That's a good point.
Absolutely everything. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day, continuing on with our series from George Orwell. Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable, and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind. That's some good language right there.
There you go.
Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable, and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind.
Yeah, there's a fair amount of that going on. Yeah, sure. I mean, makes sense.
Yeah, I would say that describes a lot of political discussion right now. I'm sorry, I'm making sad sighing noises. I just became aware of what makes this job so impossible to do. I mean, it just appeared in stark relief to me.
Okay.
A friend of mine, who's a wonderful source of information and stories and that sort of thing, hipped me to a development in a story I'm really, really into. But you have to hit like 17 different news sources to get the stories that matter.
Right.
At least in my point of view, in my opinion, the stories that really matter. It's just our news is so spread over so many different outlets. Anyway, mailbag. You know, mailbag is not sprawling like it often is, but it contains some great insights. One in particular I can't wait to get to. You can email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
Well, to what you just spoke to, if the leading journalism schools are now saying no, advocacy is why you become a journalist, given the whole story truth, that's a mistake. Well, then, by definition, you're going to have to go to multiple sources to get the whole story. They're only giving you part of the story on purpose.
Right, right. Let's see. This is a note from M. I've listened until Jackie's 100th oof. He's an actual idiot. Wow, that seems to be a harsh criticism of you.
Mm.
Jack Armstrong, actual idiot. Maybe you could have a business card made or something.
Here we have an actual idiot.
excuse me. Let's see. This is Anne, who was among several to point out that baseball stars, pitchers, including Clayton Kershaw, the great Dodger standout Clayton Kershaw, was going to play in the World Baseball What-Sits. But his insurance company told him he couldn't.
That's interesting. That's a really interesting thing.
A number of our best pitchers were not allowed by their insurers to represent their country.
We should talk about that. I want to talk about later, get real sportsy, and maybe we'll include that. On was okay. That pitch that got out Trout for the Japanese to win the best pitch of all time? I followed a thread on that last night with a bunch of people with a ton of knowledge making the argument that that's the best pitch ever.
Wow. Wow.
And it's okay. Really interesting.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Let's see. Paolo writes, guys, like you, I was really disappointed with the news reports on Biden's ESG vote. That's the veto of the rule forbidding it in retirement accounts without people's permission. The media is either going along with the deception or they're incompetent enough to be among the deceived. Probably a combination of the two. They portray as crazy those who would oppose letting a fiduciary's political agenda trump their client's financial best interests. I have to believe the only reason lots more people aren't upset about this is that they've been deliberately misled about what it is. Thanks for trying to help with your great explanation. You're welcome. And then this, I've got to make it very, very short, but it's the invaluable JT in Livermore, California, talking about the faux progressive church with the creepy leader that was teaching gender queer theory and all that stuff to teenagers and impressionable kids. Can we just agree that grown-ups telling children to lie or hide things from their parents is the biggest of red flags always?
God, I would say so.
Let's talk more about that to come.
Some interesting dementia news on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new alert from the CDC on those eye drops tainted with bacteria. There are now 3 deaths linked to them. There are also 8 reports of vision loss and 4 reports of patients needing their eyes surgically removed after using the eye drops. The CDC is warning people to stop using the 2 brands linked to the most cases, EzraCare and Delsym Pharma Artificial Tears. Both brands have been recalled.
Yeah, so if you got some of those on the shelf in the medicine cabinet, maybe don't squirt those into your eyes, because as you heard, one of the side effects may be surgical eye removal.
Wow.
Which is a heck of a side effect.
Wow. Well, it's not a side effect exactly. They're tainted with bacteria that eats away your eyeballs.
I don't know how the surgical eye removal works. They get a spoon and...
Right. Three people have died. Eight others were blinded. This should not happen in the U.S. This is Joe Biden's America.
Well, and I'm a little numb to recalls like a lot of you probably are because they're overblown, the danger and that. But this, yeah, geez. I mean, I don't know what kind of eye drops I have. I want to check the brand. They're whatever were on the shelf when I bought them 2 years ago.
Artificial tears lubricant eye drops distributed by Ezra Care and Delsum Pharma last month.
Well, I'm going to check and see if I got that.
My wife uses the artificial tears, not necessarily this brand or distributor, but we got to check. Crazy. Wow. 16 outbreaks. California, New York, Illinois, Texas, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Washington State. Great Scott.
The former president of the United States is on a bit of an all caps rant on his Truth Social. Maybe we'll get to that later. I do feel like we're kind of back to the world of what's the latest thing Trump did? Like, what was the news for like 6 years?
We're all cats leaping at whatever yarn he dangles in front of us.
Right. Well, there's some good stuff in his little screed today, which I happen to agree with. So, came across this yesterday, and I thought it was really interesting. Everybody past a certain age starts to worry about dementia and Alzheimer's. I think watching the president has made it more front of mind, don't you think? I know it has for me.
Yeah, I think so.
Because
definitely.
I see that it affects different people differently. He's the same age as my mom. He's younger than my dad, and he is definitely physically and mentally struggling more than my parents are. So it happens to different people at different times. Then you got the whole Bruce Willis thing, actor Bruce Willis. What is it he has? He's got a special, unique brand of it, right?
Yeah, they just nailed that down more specifically. I don't remember the term.
God, I saw the video the other day. It was his birthday, and they had a big birthday celebration, and he is just, oof, he is in bad shape. Poor guy.
Yeah, yeah, sad.
And he's not that old by my standards. But anyway, so here's a new way to determine whether how well you're doing. It's basically, can you walk and chew gum at the same time, which is a classic old expression. But if you can, you're all right. And if you can, you're in trouble. Can't, you're in trouble. Starting at age 55, a full decade earlier than they had previously thought, if you're headed toward the world of your brain giving out on you, you start to lose your ability to walk and do any complex mental function at the same time. Under the age of 55, everybody can do it.
Wow.
Specifically like walking and talking. A new study has found that the ability to juggle both the tasks of walking and talking starts to diminish almost a decade earlier than previously thought for everyone, and particularly if you've got, if you're heading down the road of dementia or Alzheimer's or whatever you want to call it. So starting at age 55, you should routinely monitor how you're doing with thinking and walking at the same time.
Wow, now can we end this segment and can we go walk down the hall or something and chat? I'm paranoid now. I'm afraid. I think I'm fine at it. Judy and I take walks together all the time.
This is not like some BS study, by the way. This is from Harvard Medical School and some other groups that got together with them. We assessed a large number of individuals between the ages of 40 and 64 and observed that the ability to walk under normal, quiet conditions remained relatively stable across this age range. However, even in this relatively healthy group, when we asked participants to walk and perform a mental arithmetic task at the same time, we were able to observe subtly and important changes in gait starting in your mid-50s for just regular people. I've not noticed this, but you might not notice it yourself. They observed 640 Spaniards. Well, everybody knows a Spaniard can't walk and chew gum at the same time.
Please.
Come on.
Silly Spaniards. Foreign ways.
Anyway, so that's where the study got started, blah, blah, blah. I just wanted to make my Spaniard joke. The performance of dual tasking in the fields of neurology and aging is an important marker of brain health, they say. But that's one to keep an eye on for yourself or your parents or your husband or wife or whatever. If you start to feel like they can't walk and think at the same time, I don't know how you'd observe that.
Wow. So should I like walk down the street doing crossword puzzles? Does it help to... I mean, is there like an exercise you can do? Is it one of those things that you can make affirmative action... Or is it just a measure? You know what I mean? You just there's no way you can improve it. It's just a question of have you noticed this or not?
Right. Yeah, I think it's that. Yeah, I don't know. It was on my mind ever since I read it. I actually thought to myself, do I have to stop thinking about things when I walk? I don't know that I do, but and for most people, you don't, even in your mid-50s or early 60s. But
makes you wonder whether that expression, the old cliche, walk and chew gum at the same time, whether that was some deep-seated knowledge that humans have.
Right. Yeah, he can't walk and chew gum at the same time. Was a picking up on the fact that people are starting to slow down and can't function quite as well. It's got to be, doesn't it? It almost has to be. It's weird.
If it weren't, that would be difficult to explain.
Yeah. So, Gwyneth Paltrow, evil on the slopes. We haven't really gotten into that story. Maybe we'll get into it later, man. If you see her coming down the ski slopes, she's liable to run you over, blind you, maybe kill you, and then just ski off laughing. Wow. Hey, I did it. I did it on purpose, she might say. I'm adding in that last part. But there's a trial going on right now, and more details on that to come. According to The Guardian, which I don't know how accurate is The Guardian?
Running through. They're a little creative.
The little New York Postie?
I think so, yeah. There are too many news outlets, like I was saying before.
There are a lot of news outlets that are like the New York Post that, like, they do a lot of serious hard news that is 100% accurate. Like the Hunter Biden laptop thing was completely a real story. They got that completely right. And they also throw in a bunch of crap about they fired me because my boobs were too big.
Sure.
And I think
some really speculative stuff, and it exists in layers.
Anyway, The Guardian says that former President Donald Trump has reportedly said he wants to be hauled into court in handcuffs. He told his advisors, saying that if he has to go through the ordeal of getting arrested and arraigned, he'd prefer making it a spectacle.
Well, that fits his, you know, modus operandi for sure.
True. I don't know about being in handcuffs. It's unclear how serious Trump is about the plan. Yeah, that's the part I've always thought about so many stories with Trump. I think he's like me in a meeting of something like he's liable to say something wacky just to be provocative or try to be funny or shocking or whatever. Maybe you shouldn't do that when you're president of the United States. But whenever I'd hear these stories, he discussed the idea of bombing Israel or whatever. You know, just he just says crap. Doesn't mean he means it at all.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should just let him put me in cuffs, huh? That'd be something. I think, you know, that might be all he said. And they turn it into a news story. Anywho, he is tweeting out or truthing out in all caps. How interested are you in hearing what he said?
Yeah, why not?
I'll give you a little bit. And as Katie pointed out, the fact that he tweets in all, truths in all caps, for some reason you can hear his voice when he does that, like as you're reading it. So it's effective from that standpoint.
Sure.
Why won't Bragg drop the case? Everybody says there's no crime here. I did nothing at all. It was all made up by a convicted nut job with zero credibility who's been disputed by highly respected professionals at every turn. Bragg refuses to stop despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary. He's a Soros-backed animal who just doesn't care about right or wrong no matter how many people are hurt. This is no legal system. This is the Gestapo. This is Russia and China, but worse, disgraceful! Exclamation point.
Okay, that last part was a little over the top, but the first three quarters of it was 100% correct.
True. And then you ended with a, this is worse than China or Russia? Eh.
This is the Gestapo, China, and Russia?
And then one more. Everybody knows I'm 100% innocent, including Bragg, but he doesn't care. He's just carrying out the plans of the radical left lunatics. Our country's being destroyed as they tell us to be peaceful. Ooh, that last part is going to get a lot of attention all day long. As they tell us to be peaceful.
Huh. Well, yeah, and that seed will land in at least somewhat fertile ground because people are frustrated that there is complete tolerance of violent crime, for instance. Violent demonstrations and riots, if they're on the left. But violence on the right is immediately universally decried as a horror. People are very frustrated by that. Even a guy like me, who abhors political violence and violent crime of any kind for any reason, I'm frustrated by that.
Lunatics took over an entire section of downtown in Seattle. Declared it a no-cop zone. Businesses had to close down. People got hurt. Some people got killed. And it was just treated like, oh, I kind of understand their point. Imagine if it was the Proud Boys that took over a part of downtown and declared it a no-cop zone.
Right, right. And you do not need to be on the side of, for instance, the Proud Boys or the January 6th rioters or anybody like that to be frustrated by that and to see the unfairness and the hypocrisy of it. So, yeah, I see what Trump is. I see him working. And he's got a point.
Somebody's got to get a video of him when he's putting out a tweet or a truth. I just have always wonder what that looks. Is he like pacing around, scowling, both of his thumbs going furiously fast? Or is it more contemplative than that?
Is he in a golf cart? Is he giggling?
Yeah. Is he voice texting the whole thing? I just kind of wonder what it looks like.
Yeah.
You have
to type it out if you're doing all caps, don't you? Or is there a command? I don't know.
I don't know either. Or does he have, like, is he talking with people discussing how to phrase things? I don't get the sense that that's what's happening. Maybe sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it doesn't. I don't know. Kind of think it's more of a, he sees something on the news and just decides to rant about it.
Yeah. So on a bit of a tangent, though, it occurs to me that, the whole concept of rules being unevenly enforced, punishment falling on some but not others, visibly. Everybody can see it. From the time we're tiny children, we reject that, human beings.
Mm.
Of every culture, of every color. I mean, that's one of the human universals, isn't it? And yet, that's exactly what the DEI folks are pushing on us. Selective rule enforcement. Different standards for different people. Different punishments for different people. We will decide who gets the hammer and who gets the free pass. We will claim restorative justice when people are let off the hook for violence and others are condemned to serious punishments. And so their very philosophy, what they're pushing, is at odds with the basics of, like, human behavior.
Right.
It'll never work. All it will do is cause anger, resentment, and, you know, racial disharmony.
Trump had just put out that truth a little bit ago that I read. A Mediaite, among other outlets already reacting, Trump posts stunning message. Was it stunning? Pushing back on calls for his supporters to be peaceful. He was pushing back on calls for his supporters to be peaceful. I knew that they were going to take it that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I knew that's what was going to happen. The grilling the TikTok boss under Congress. Some interesting comment on that. That starts here in like 15 minutes. I think that's going to be a quite the dog and pony show with some significant, you know, underlying story to it.
Sure, it's a dog and pony show, but the dog is a Chinese agent and the pony is an android that's sucking up data.
The LA teachers strike and all the workers in the LA school district, the last day of it today, still 400 some thousand kids not in school. Bunch of stuff to talk about. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We'll give you a what you need to know about the TikTok hearings coming up to kick off hour two of the Armstrong and Getty Show. I think that'll be pretty damned interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely charged politically. It's a complicated thing, banning a communications platform in the United States of America.
So I just been perusing a lot of my my readings from my favorite pundits, and I haven't read the New York Times piece on DeSantis's foreign policy, but it's getting rave reviews in a weird sort of way that it's almost like the New York Times was in the business of, well, like old school journalism or helping DeSantis crystallize his foreign policy beliefs in a way that he hasn't done himself. And that will help him, and I'll have to give that a read. It's like the New York Times was doing the job of, hey, we'll let you know what DeSantis' foreign policy is. This is pretty good. I think you'll like it, and then laying it out in very clear terms. But it's getting fair traction among the pundit set. That was a little worried about DeSantis' foreign policy after his Tucker Carlson answer on Ukraine, which he then yesterday said Putin is a war criminal, which is being seen as cleaning that up for people that were bothered by it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you think Putin's a war criminal. Okay, you're not way out there like Tucker himself or others.
Yeah, I think some of this is just the voracious need for content from every news source and website in the world, because, you know, desperately vacuuming out the particulars of his foreign policy ideas before the guy even announces this early in the process is something nobody bothered to do in the past. In fact, in the primaries, everybody famously avoided specifics as much as they could unless they knew those specifics were universally, desired.
I think
accepted.
I think this used to happen. Well, I know this used to happen behind the scenes. For whatever reason, now it happens out in public. It's for the donor class. That's what it's for. It's for the people who throw around big money. They want to know, hey, wait a second. Is DeSantis a soft on defending Ukraine guy? Oh, no. He called Putin a war criminal. Okay, well, I'll continue my path of I'm going to give him tons of money. And Trump, from what I'm reading, Trump and DeSantis are competing for a lot of the same donors, and they're trying to figure out where to throw their money as we are a couple of months away from the debates and less than a year from the first voting in the Iowa caucuses and whatnot. That's the crowd. The average voter? No, the average voter's not into it on that level yet. And you shouldn't be anyway.
Right. Yeah, it's a good point. How much money does Trump need? With his social media following, he announces a rally. He's got a fair amount of money already. He raises it like a ring and a bell, although less than he used to. He announces a giant rally. He has a giant rally. He says some controversial things and gets a ton of coverage, and on he goes. Mm. He doesn't need to buy a bunch of boring commercials in Iowa. Wouldn't bother.
He certainly hasn't in the past.
There are developments in a couple of stories that we've been into lately, including the surviving Murdoch redhead young man.
Wow. This is an interesting one.
It is. There are some developments in the investigation into that year-old mysterious death of a classmate of his that are worth staying tuned for. And you remember that outrageous episode where a federal judge was invited to speak to Stanford Law School and then was shouted down and heckled and berated. And then a dean showed up and heckled him some more, joined in on the side of the mob. Some developments on that next hour.
I was just reading a thing about the popularity of neutral colors for baby stuff for parents who are uncomfortable with gendered baby products. Like, we all know that one of the big reasons the whole being able to find out whether you're going to have a boy or a girl became so popular was that you could, you know, buy your stuff, decorate your room, paint it the color, get all the pink stuff or the blue stuff or whatever. Well, now for some crowd, it wouldn't be me, but for some crowd, it's, well, we're not going to do that anyway. We're going with, you know, kind of a neutral colors because we don't want to push the whole gender idea because we don't know what gender the baby is yet. He or she will tell us when they're five.
You're soft heads.
So
you lack the capacity for reason.
Yeah, companies are making high chairs and neutral colors and that sort of thing because it's so popular. If you miss an hour of this show, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.